batteries in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the foot. It's going by the foot. It's going by the foot.
And welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program this afternoon on this Monday, the beginning of the week. We're going to start fresh. Some of the same subjects, but different information going to come to you. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm the host of this program today. I'm going to bring you the truth all week long, as opposed to you haven't in the past. No, I'm just starting off this way. Did you miss me this weekend? Well, if you miss me, you can always hit my website, and there's 24-hour loop as if you're going to do that. There will be a test. Family, I'm going to show you today and this week how they're trying to take down this country. And militia, y'all guys better listen up, man. You got to know your enemy. And your S2s, I can assure you, your white hats, your generals, they're not giving you the full scoop. I can tell you that, not drop a dime, because I'm dropping a dime anyway. I've been in the military 12 years, Marine Corps, infantry. I've been overseas in three conflictive areas. I can really call it semi-conflictive because we weren't killing people, but they were serious locations in the Congo and Kosovo and Saudi Arabia. Under real-world conditions, my responsibility was set up protection for the OPM Sang, U.S. advisors, to the Saudi Arabian National Guard. And my job was to make sure it operated properly and make sure it's set up properly. So they put me in a high position to protect people's lives, particularly Americans that were majors and colonels and whatever, that were specialists advising the Saudi Arabian National Guard how to protect the royal family. I had a job. And in Kuwait, I was the first American there that helped set up the armed security for Camp Doha when the U.S. military pulled out. We set up security for Camp Doha. I planned the whole program, training program, brought in the first contract group of armed U.S. advisors and U.S. specialists, about 70, 80 of them, M16, M9, whatever, and established that program. Then the project manager came in, and I went back to the United States, back to Washington. I was in Kosovo 5 years, security manager, eastern region of Kosovo. My job is protect 200, 300, 400. It depends on the elections. The first one, elections in Kosovo, is held in my region. I was responsible for the entire security of that region, for all the Europeans worldwide that were OSCE. My job was to keep them safe in five regions. I had to establish a security contract group of over 100 non-security-minded mixed Albanian and Serb organization. I had to make sure they worked together, not kill each other, and then set up a program of security personnel that never knew security in their life. For 5 years, I did that. Until I became a whistleblower, because I got tired of the UN lying. I got tired of the American forces at the highest level lying to me. I got tired of watching the State Department fool around with the Albanian mafia and how we allowed Al-Qaeda to run free in Kosovo up to a point. Why nothing was done about that? I had complaints as often as possible to the Camp Bondsteel and the UN group. That might have been something to do with me not having a 7-year contract when it was in only five. Supposed to be 7. I missed 2 years. That could have been a reason why. Huh, I wonder. And went to the Congo to set up an intelligence project for the State Department. Over a year, project manager, to make sure it ran smoothly. While they brought together 4 countries in Africa to fight terrorism. MPRI was there, by the way, as a specialist. I was just a project manager. I've been there. I've been in high positions. I've seen it. I've been in the middle of it. But in the outskirts, also, of the Illuminati's plan. I've got to see it from the inside, but always in the shadows. My resume in a quarter will not even get me a cup of coffee. Point is, I know what the heck I'm talking about. And I have no, write this down or record it, I really don't care. I have no loyalty to anything man-made except for Jesus Christ, and that's where it stops, right there. My loyalty is to Jesus Christ and His holy word in the King James Bible. Because I know what they're doing out there. I know how they're doing it. And I'm trying to expose it and rebuke it and talk about ways of correcting it. And doesn't mean to stop it, because you're not going to stop it. That's impossible. But to extend it, yeah. To survive through it, yeah. That's a different story now. Because this is going by the book. It's going by the Bible. It's going by the Revelation, Isaiah, Daniel, and the old prophets, the small prophets and the big prophets, the majors and the minors. The Bible stands. That's why they're trying to destroy it. It is the real playbook. And it's not top secret. It's not secret, not restricted, not even confidential. Matter of fact, there aren't any secrets. So why has everybody else got secrets? Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Jesuits, top secret this, that, and the other. That's the biggest bunch of baloney. They got you taking an oath not to reveal top secrets. That is the silliest thing I ever heard in my life. You know why it's silly? Because your presidents, going all the way back to FDR, all the way back to Woodrow Wilson, they work with the very people that they're supposed to keep top secret from. They work with them. They work together as partners. Putin, Obama, all of them. All of them. Now, only thing that really matters between them that might be contention is who's going to fight over the dead meat. Who's going to fight over the prize? That's the only thing. You have no benevolent world leaders. They aren't. Putin is a liar. Obama, Clinton, Bush, Reagan when he's alive, Carter, they're liars. They work for a Luciferian agenda. They are globalist, and globalism is the bottom line for all these liars that pretend to be politicians, scientists, military leaders, because they work for the enemy. They work for the Council of Foreign Relations at the highest level. Those of you colonel and below, if you're Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, you're part of the enemy. Of yourselves as well. But those that's not, your colonels and generals that's members of the secret societies, are your enemy. And they will lie to you in a heartbeat, and they'll see your family die and not miss one beat. And I mean this literally. Because that's what they're doing. With the Club of Rome, the Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, the Council of Foreign Relations, responsible for all First World War and Second World War, well, actually, Second World War, but and Korea. They're there to murder your young boys and young girls back then. They were there to murder them. Churchill was a part of it. FDR was a part of it. And this is slam dunk evidence that a Harvard professor will not refute. It's slam dunk, you see. This is the reality of this globalism. Now, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast here in a few minutes, but I want to add one thing, and you can mark this down. I have one question for all you smart politicians out there. Can y'all tell me how it is that an organization like the United Nations, Council of Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of International Affairs, that's linked up to the Club of Rome, the murderers that are for depopulation, and the Bilderberg that are planned murderers for depopulation and every other thing, how can the UN, CFR, that's planned and plotted all the wars of death, all of a sudden offer you a peaceful solution by world government. Now, can someone plan tell me that? I'd love to hear the answer for that one. That's like saying, Charles Manson, we know you're a murderer, and we know that you're planning the helter-skelter. We know that you're linked up with Satan, but could you please come to a little town and run our daycare center, please? And you'll say, well, sure, I love children, and I've changed my life in prison, and I'll be glad to run your daycare center for you. Now, can you tell me how that's going to go well over? It's the same thing for the UN. How can a Charles Manson, as equal to an organization, all of a sudden cause the wars, cause the murder by design, make sure that you don't have peace? How can they all of a sudden say, we're going to give you a peaceful solution by a world government? Answer me that question. I can't wait for the answer by my email or whatever. Call me. I really don't give a hoot. I can't wait for that answer. You see. Now, if you want to believe in that, and also, by the way, one more, by the way, you New Agers out there that love the New Age movement, do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. We all are in our life, and we're all Christ consciousness, and blah, 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 blah. Can you tell me, in this plan that you have at the highest level, of eliminating, and they are going to do this, by eliminating all the prisons, which they will do. I didn't say it's speculation, they're going to do it. And then eliminate the death penalty of those who commit mass murder, rape and murder children and whatever else, and they give them a death sentence. How is it you're going to erase the death penalty, and you're going to erase prisons, and you're going to let them out in the public view to have their, what do y'all call it, your Krishna or karma and all that sort of thing? Because guess where they're going to get it from, where they're going to get their jollies from? Killing you, raping your children, killing them. So you have a little bit of a problem there, New Agers, about your philosophy, about releasing them out of prison and stopping death penalty and no law, rule of law. Oh, that's what they're going to do. I didn't say they might. They will do it. It's in their planning process. So y'all tell me how that's going to work out when they release a million plus felons no longer go to prison. Hey, just out in the public view to live wherever they want to live and do what they want to do. And sleep well tonight, New Agers, because you'll be their target. If you think they give a hoot about karma, caramel, or whatever, Krishna, they could give a hoot about either one of them. Don't even know. Some of them know better than you do. When they come out in the public view, they're going to take you out. I would highly suggest you look at a scripture called Psalms 34:21, and how God looks at who's the evil and who's the wicked. Now, not my view. It's not me. I ain't talking about me. I'm just an old civilian here now. But from God's point of view, and it will happen. But even if you're not going to do that, just secular point of view, they're taking felons, mass murderers, that can't wait to get out in the public and deal with your silly New Age movement and do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. That do as thou wilt is a real tricky motto. Depends who says it. Uh-huh. And the ones that are going to imprison are those that go against the system. And those that go against the system are the ones that's born again that knows it's from Satan and refuse to do what they want. That's the ones that are going to put in prison. Now, those of you that take the mark, take the digital tattoo and you go along with the program and we're all one in Christ consciousness and blah, 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 and all that sort of thing, they'll keep you, but guess who's the pigeons are in that population? You are. And guess who's the hawk? The former felons. They are. Now, add two and two on that one. Tim, what you come up with? So something's not working right today in this new plan they got. Now, is it? So you tell me how the UN's going to be peaceful all of a sudden after starting wars since 1948 Well, I say 1948 because that's when they were formed. And before that, it was the same group. It just wasn't formally formed in the UN. Called the Illuminati, Committee of the 300. Freemasons at the highest level that would kill their own in a drop of a hat. Because they have a bigger agenda than even their lower level Freemasons that they don't even know. Freemasons lower level don't know they're being used as cannon fodder. Sorry, I'm just not very politically correct. I really don't intend on being. I'm going to tell you like it is. You see? Because my loyalty lies with Jesus. That's it. I'm done. Next. You see? Family, you got to know the truth about what's going on. But let me tell you something else, though, and I'm going to end it here. They lose. They lost at the cross of Calvary, but we got to go through this. God will never put more on you than what you can handle. And if they handle too much, he'll bring you home. Now, what's so wrong about that? So everybody fears death. If you always walk around afraid of dying, afraid of death, that makes you automatically afraid of life. Ever since I joined the Marine Corps, I never feared death, but for a different reason. I knew that someday I'm about to give my life for my country. That's when I was this patriotic three-cornered hat, yada, yada, yada stuff. And I realized the truth about where the wars really came from. Then I said, oh, my gosh. But I was in that frame of mind. I'm ready to die for my country, kill for my country, put them in front of me. Country says kill them. They're dead meat, man. They're gone. If I got to die for my fellow platoon or company, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to lead them to victory. That was my thought pattern back then. I'm going to train them hard as I can train them, so they'll come back alive. You don't win a war by dying for your country. You win a war by making the other enemy die for his country. That's the frame of thinking I had then. Now I know we've been set up. Since when? Since April 19th, 1775, we've been set up for lying, cheating by the Jesuits, a bunch of murderers, Fabian Society, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasons at the highest level, the Illuminati, Jesuits. The Jesuits are a bunch of murderers, educated murderers, worse than any felon in prison today. Only difference is one behind bars and one's not. And I mean that literally, because that's in their oath. They swear an oath to God. They swear an oath to maim, kill, destroy, and murder. Literally. Look it up. It's cataloged in the Library of Congress. That's your Catholic Church. The Jesuits are going to take down the Catholic Church. Catholics don't know this yet. Now, you got three Jesuits. That's leading your Catholic Church. Huh. That's like the little pigs, three little pigs, depending on the three big bad wolves that's going to lead them to Camp Counselor, Camp Camp Granada. Their camp counselors are wolves. And I mean this literally. It's very serious what's going on. And you're being lied to, family. You're being lied to. I mean this to the Hispanics, whites, blacks, Chinese, and whatever's mixed in between. Y'all been lied to by the secret society. It's not Jews. One last thing. Honestly, it's going to be my last thing. I had this battle this morning with somebody, a friend of mine. He keeps bringing up his former Christian identity. They're so brainwashed, it's not even funny. It's almost pathetic. It's almost sad. Every word comes out of the mouth is about Jews. I said, okay, let's go with it. Let's go with it. The Jews are handling everything. Okay, so let's go out and do what? What are we going to do with it? You're going to complain about the Jews, right? Y'all white folk that are this way, the Christian identity white folk. I'm a white man. I'm Scotch-Irish, so I can say what I want to say. It's my network, too. Nobody's going to shut off on me this time. This is higher up. But you call it Jews. Well, the Irish control the finances worldwide, making you think it's Jews. The Knights Templar provides the money for the Knights of Malta. But let's go back to the Jew issue. So they're Jews. All right, so quit complaining about it. Go do something. So you're all going to do is complain about it, right? So let's, what, form groups and go out and kill everybody that's got a last name of Jew, right? What are you going to do? Take them out of what? What are you going to do about it? So you go out and kill the Jews. That sounds a little familiar, don't it? A little Hitler going on there, a little Herod going on. That's curious. So you're going to kill all the Jews. Uh-oh, then you find out it's really the Italians. The Roman. Uh-oh, you got Aldo Brandini. That's no Jew, buddy. And the Borgia that funded the Jesuits. Borgia, they ain't Jew. Do you know what I mean? How about the Chagi? How about the Gaetana? How about the Medici? Man, that's not Jews. Those are Roman Catholic. Those are Illuminati Italian. Okay, so now you're going to go out and kill all the Italians, right? You get done killing all these last names. You get with the Irish, you're going to get the, you know, McDonald's. Okay, so when are you going to stop? When are you going to realize that's not a particular ethnic group that's controlling the world? It's all the ethnic groups of the Illuminati, secret societies controlled by an evil entity. They all have one thing in common. They worship Lucifer. Well, I don't believe in Lucifer. It don't matter what you believe, they do. And they control the world. So do your math on that one, sucker. They believe in Satan. They believe in Lucifer. Lucifer is a good guy. Satan's a bad guy. Well, they're both the same, actually. But this is how they got divided up, called duality. Oh, they got it all worked out. It's not Jews. It's not Italians. It's those who follow. The seed of Abraham was genetic. It says they're Jews, and the Jews said, well, we're of Abraham too. No, you're not. Those that go against God, you're the spiritual exiled children. You're the father of the devil because you go against God. Don't matter whether you have a DNA of Abraham or not. It makes no difference. That's what it's talking about. You follow Satan, you're the seed of Satan. What's Satan in charge of? Oh, okay. CFR, Council of Foreign Relations, Rolling Institute of National Affairs, Gorbachev Foundation, he's the Guy Club of Rome, UN, you got it? Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasons at the highest level, they don't even know at the lowest level, they worship Lucifer. Oh, that's an absolute fact. Now you got it? That's who controls it. But as long as you keep chasing the Jews, you'll never find who's really in control. That might be why they say it. To keep you kind of distracted and off in a chasing a snipe. Man, if y'all are doing all that running, come on here to Mount Airy and I'll take you snipe hunting. You're never going to find one, but I'll have fun laughing at you. Is that cruel? Yeah, well, they're cruel too for murdering, killing, lying, cheating for hundreds of years. When y'all going to get tired of it? I'll tell you when. It's called when you take Jesus Christ as Savior and you decide to take a stand. That's when. And when the tribulations come, God's going to let Satan loose on you. Satan will kill you. The one you've been helping, Satan, the one you've been taking the blood oath to, Lucifer, he's going to kill you. And when he does, he kills your soul too. Only one's going to help you is Jesus Christ. Not one human anywhere is benevolent at the highest leadership positions. Not anymore. None of them. All the other, they've been assassinated. Everyone. All of them. God brought them home. He's getting ready to bring a bunch more home too. Whose side you on? Because what you got down here, it ain't working. All the organizations are Luciferian. Every single one, Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Libertarian, whatever they are, Tea Party at the highest level, all of them. Every organization has been infiltrated by Jesuits or Freemasons at the highest level. They know the movement of the Border Patrol. They know the movements of your troops. They've targeted our own troops. You joint chief of staff are pathetic. You're pathetic. You got your 4 stars of death, because you gave your life over to the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. You work for the Council of Foreign Relations. You are dirty. You're doing nothing about the suicides of our troops. At 22 to 26 per day, you got Paul Rykoff, who's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. That's like the three little pigs hiring the big bad wolf to do their house cleaning. They're there to slow you down. They formed the NRA. Charlton Heston was a Freemason. They formed these organizations, ACLU, NAACP, KKK, ACLU, ADL. They're all formed by them. The Tea Party was funded by the Rockefellers. Occupy Wall Street against the bankers was funded by the Rockefellers. They fund the organizations. They operate them. They run them behind the scenes. Okay, go look it up on your own. The Council of National Policy is linked up to the Tea Party and the Sarah. Oh, that's going to buy you off and take your soul. But nevertheless, Nacera, paying off the debt, I'm not going there right now. That's just another carrot they're putting in their hat. That carrot's going to get old and rotten. Council of National Policy is all your right-wingers. Palin, Missler, LaHaye, all your right-wing types. Pat Robinson, all these guys. And the Council of National Policy is connected under the Council of Foreign Relations. Look it up. It's a secretive right-wing group. Look up the names of who's involved in it. Oh, CIA, NSA, members of them. Oh, my gosh. A bunch of den of thieves are what they are. They pretend to be Christians, and they're good at it. They are really good, let me tell you what. But then being linked up to Council of Foreign Relations is a little bit of a telltale, isn't it? I'd think. Let's dedicate the broadcast. I had something I had to say. I got it out, and there you go. And it's recorded, too. Is it? Yeah, it is. Now, everything else said, I don't want you to believe it. I want you to prove me wrong. Don't believe a word I say. Not a word. Challenge it if you want. Prove me wrong. I'm tired of these lies, I tell you. Lord, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have. Father, to have a broadcast and we can talk. And Father, we can speak the word of God. We can share scripture. Talk about what's going on today. Father, we thank you for this opportunity we've been given in various ways. It's been achieved. And Lord, we thank you for the way you put it together. Lord, we pray for our brethren. We pray for our countrymen. We pray for the world, Lord, for those seeking truth through the heart. That, Father, you give them that truth, that you protect them to be able to get that truth and spread the truth. Lord, that your people perish for lack of knowledge. And, Father, there's much deception going on today. Through your Holy Spirit, Lord, you connect us all, that you give us opportunities and wisdom and discernment and divine appointments that we can spread the truth, share the truth, and learn. Lord, we thank you for the King James Bible. It leads us in all truth. Lord, we call upon you to give us more knowledge and give us opportunity to keep that Bible alive. That, Lord, there's a massive attack on it. And, Lord, we call upon you to give us those words and discernment and wisdom that, Father, we can defend it. But, Father, we know the Holy Spirit's already ahead of it. And that, Lord, we know that those times that said in the Bible are going to come true. That, Lord, you'll be there to protect us. But, Lord, we also know that times are going to be hard to make us stronger. Lord, we pray for our veterans coming back. Lord, you'll take away the voices they got in their heads that's caused by this technology. And, Lord, we call upon you to render null and void the effects of these psychotropic drugs that's being shoved down them. And, Lord, we call upon you to protect these children that's being lied to and the families being lied to by the ADHD and the family. And Lord, that the drugs there are being put to medicate our children, not to help them. That, Lord, we need knowledge of this. We need to have whistleblowers to come out and tell the truth about these drugs, the psychotropic drugs, and what they're doing to children and destroying families. That, Lord, the facade is helping, but, Lord, we need the knowledge out, Lord, that it's only medicating to be able to cause them to have confusion, to cause them to be, to accept that mark, to cause them, Father, to not be able to think, to cause them, Father, to be obedient to Satan through the movies and the TVs and the video games. That, Lord, that's the purpose of it, is to open up our minds to the influence of Satan 7 days a week. Father, we call upon you to find a way to bring out the families, Father, to bring the families together again. That, Father, that the families strong together can make this the situation, make the, what we're going through today extended, to be able to witness to others more until that day comes, the day of the Lord is here, that, Father, we know that you'll bring us home. Lord, we pray for an awakening of the church today. The church, Father, not to be any religion, but, Father, the church is of the heart. The church where two or more are gathered in your name, that, Lord, we know that's the church. And, Lord, to bring together these real churches, the churches under the tree, the churches in the corners, churches in the houses, Father, that you'll strengthen back up to bring others to Jesus. Father, we pray for wisdom, discernment for the end times. We pray for protection of children. They're being sought after for these sacrifices and you being used by the governments. That, Lord, you protect them. You let some escape. And, Father, we know the rituals are going on. And, Father, we call upon you to expose those that's doing this, to expose the fallen angels, to expose those Illuminati to who they really are. Father, we pray the return of Jesus Christ to this planet, that he'll reign forever in Jerusalem. That's why we pray, Lord, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You know, people pray and they say, well, God don't answer my prayers. I've been doing good deeds. I've been doing all this. I go to church every day. I read the Bible. I gave some money to a little old lady the other day and helped three or four across the street. Whatever. All right. Doing all these good things. And you wonder why your prayers aren't being answered. Okay. Well, it's like this. You got a computer. You can't figure out why it's not working. You did everything you can. You've been adjusting these wires and those wires and trying to kick it. And I don't know, you've been trying to fool around with it, take it apart. There's one thing you forgot to do. Forgot to plug it in. And it works. There's always that one thing. Or that one wire you didn't connect and it works. When you have unforgiveness in your heart, God ain't going to answer your prayer. It might be that mother. It might be your daddy. It might be some friend that bullied you in high school that you hate. It might be something somebody did to you that destroyed your fortune. It might be somebody took your wife or husband away. Whatever. If you have unforgiveness in your heart, God ain't going to, he's that socket. You got to plug it in. Plug it in means what? You got to repent of that unforgiveness and forgive that people, person, whatever. Easy said, not easy done, but it must be done to have that prayer answered. To get that computer operating, you forgot to plug it in. Or put in a fuse that got blown. You got it plugged in, but you didn't check the fuse box. It's that one thing that keeps it from working. Unforgiveness is that one thing. Now, there's others, but that's one of the biggest ones right there. Because we feel in our heart it's right to hate that person for what they did to you. You can say, to me, I never had anyone killed or raped in my family like that. But you can say, well, it's easy for you to say because I had my daughter. Someone could say, I had my daughter killed and raped by this guy in prison. I'll never forgive him. Well, that's your choice, but God's not going to forgive you either. Do you forgive? Yes, it's hard. But Jesus did it. Then you say, well, I just don't believe that. Well, you now you got two problems. You don't believe in the Word of God. Now you got two reasons why I'm not answering your prayer. See how it works? He wants all. He don't want just part. He wants the whole shebang. The whole banana, not just the peel. Well, for what it may, well, there you go. Do what you want to with it. I was going through the articles, and honestly, right now I've been through so many, I can't begin to tell you. I get inundated with friends and people that help me with stuff. People I've never met, some I've met, some I've talked to, never met. It's just a combination. I don't have a staff. It's me and a cat, and I guess a family member here and there come in and out of the house. That's it. I work by myself, other than friends that pass me stuff on and what have you, over internet. That's kind of my organization. You know, me and the little old house, my little old network here. Well, the deal is, on my own, I do an inordinate amount of research to all hours of the morning, which is what other people do as well, I'm sure. But that's what I do. That's all I do. And it's all I want to do. Because I want to keep up. I have taken vacations here and there, but I took my computer with me, you know. And once you miss a day or two or three, you're going to miss something. Because this thing is moving fast, it's dynamic. What's going on today, even more so now than ever. Well, here's my point, finally. I ran across an article, somehow or another, along the way this morning. I can't even tell you how I found it. I found it, or someone sent it to me. I don't even remember. But, boy, I tell you what. It's dated August the 4th. Yep, that's today. Now, I don't want to be one to always say, I told you so, but I will anyway. I've been telling y'all so. You know, and this is coming from me. I'm not a doctor, lawyer, or a politician, or any of that, but I do have an inordinate amount of knowledge, only because I chose to research, and no, anybody can do it. But finally, I got somebody that you have Matthew D. Staver, Dean of the Liberty University School of Law. And he says in an article, August the 4th, 2014, article by Michael Chapman, Liberty Law School Dean, Gay Marriage, Beginning of the End of Western Civilization. Now, I've been talking to y'all for 5 years, telling y'all the plan of the Illuminati. Now, whether he knows about the Illuminati and their humanist manifesto and their plans and all that, I can't answer that. I don't know. But what I do know is this. Every college university in America, as confirmed by humanist, other educators and major college universities, confirm that every college university has a humanist or Marxist scholar assigned to that school to make sure they follow the humanist manifesto. Not just there by happenstance, but there to oversee the curriculum, to make sure they don't step outside of the Humanist Manifesto that goes back to early 1900s. Now, I got evidence of that from Roger Kimball, Charles Francis Potter, Georgia Ann Geyer, John Dewey, Horace Mann, Dr. Chester Pierce of Harvard. I mean, I've got all the evidence, Bertrand Russell, and they confirm what I'm telling you. I ain't worried about that none. You have a problem with it, you go to them. Because I've collected the evidence, connected the dots. All I do is just lay it before you, and you do what you want to with it. However, every school, every college university follow the Humanist Manifesto by design, overseen by secret societies to make sure they do it. So the doctrines and goals of secular humanism is to deny the existence of God. Deny the existence of a soul. Deny the existence of absolute moral laws. Now you see where the get do as thou wilt comes from. So if you're going to deny the existence of absolute moral laws, you don't need prisons. Are y'all kind of collecting the information I'm telling you here on a real world basis? Deny the existence of inalienable rights, including rights guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. And there you're going to here looking forward to the New World Order for peace? Tell me how that works. Deny the sanctity of individual human life. How would they do that? By legalizing abortion, which is child ritual sacrifice. And they're hiding it behind political issue, moral issue, rights to all that. That's what they're hiding it behind. The main purpose is the Wicca, is the satanic sacrifice of children for Moloch. That's the purpose of abortion. There is no other purpose. They want to legalize it, make it legal, just like the Mayans did. Those murderers. And Nimrod, and all the others that sacrificed children. And Bohemian Grove, Wesak. Y'all getting it now? Your highest level of government officials are involved in sacrifice, ritualistic sacrifice of children. You Buchanans and Clintons, they wear their robes. They're part of the Bohemian Grove. Reagan, Nixon, Rockefellers, the whole lot of them. CEOs of every major, many major corporations put on the robes. Y'all getting the idea what's really out there? So deny the sanctity of individual human life. Right to die. Child euthanasia. This is how they're accomplishing these objectives. Right in front of your face. They claim, I quote, they can only be successful in creating their utopia by establishing a world government or new world order. Y'all feeling nice and fuzzy now? And they believe, I quote, the traditional family must be eliminated in order to attain world peace. Now chew on that a while. That's what you're dealing with. Whose side you on? You only have two sides. Y'all better make a decision. Who won? Who created the world? You think the evil is going to defeat the creator of this world? And you got a doctor's degree or a master's degree? I don't know where you got it from. What cracker box, cracker jack box you got it from. But you've been taught wrong. Now, everything I'm telling you is all, like I said, is recorded. So if you miss something I say today, you can go back and you want to get back at me, then it's all documented here. Go find it. And look what you get. You know that Goals 2000 I'm going to try to simplify it. I'm not going to go over everything on here at all. You know, Goal 2000 is designed to eliminate your family privacy and your parental prerogative. Goals 2000. Global 2000 is to reduce the population. Goals 2000 is to eliminate your family privacy. That bill, I'm not sure the current position of Goals 2000 right today, but back in the 1990-91 was being put forth. The bill created a parent information resource centers. And it's a government ease for a program that provided for federal and state social workers to evaluate families. Common Core was designed to retard your children's education. No Child Left Behind was set up by Bushyhead, by Bushy, another demon, just like his father, like his grandfather and great-great-grandfather Samuel. They're all in the same line with all the others, Cheney, Gore, Romney, Perry, the whole doggone lot of them. They're all part of this agenda. Matter of fact, all of them except Perry, as far as I know, are family members. They belong to the same royal family. How about that? How about them apples, huh? Including Colin Powell. He's part of the Illuminati family. He diggum sure is. Now, they're there to retard your children's education. So no longer they think on their own. Goes back to 1945, 1950 when it all began. I got the quotes and dates and times of people. So these in-depth evaluations helps determine the family dysfunction. Probably requires specific treatment to remedy the dysfunction. So they're having various places in the United States, some dentists and doctors who are Freemasons, or making where the parent cannot go back in the back where the kid is. And your schools are catching up with it too. That they can have a 5-minute conference with your child and you don't know it and you can't go in. After all, they got a security person there to make sure you don't get all feisty and all. Because they'll arrest you on private property. Y'all getting what I'm telling you is going on? I'm not speculating nothing. It's already been done. That's what the police are there for. Now, some of the cops there, they don't even know this. Because when a new world order takes over, they will be replaced. There's some cops there that think they're actually there to protect the school. No, they're just there until such time they can place their own security in there that's going to keep the parent away from the school. But some of your good cops that are serving this duty don't even know this yet. Anyway, so your doctors, dentists, schools are finding ways to interview your child legally without you having anything to say about it. They're already testing it in West Virginia. It's already happening. I see the signs already. I mean signs, like written signs. That this is an OSHA requirement that parents can't go beyond this point. You tell them to stick it up through a wazoo. You can go find another dentist. He's been smoking on too much happy gas. Then I'd put him on Facebook and say what a bad dentist he is. That when you got your teeth pulled, if all of them fell out. Something, I don't care, whatever. But you need to report these people to our public, through the Facebook, of those that's following along with the New World Order. So go ahead and put your signs up. You'll be identified and your business will fall flat. Now you're doing something. Because they're doing it little by little to test the population. You see how they do it. Get you used to it. See how they're going to take, people are going to take it. No parents beyond this point. My butt, no parents beyond this point. It's not an OSHA rule. Now, the House version of the bill in 1990s was passed. They authorized in 1990s $393 million to fund the program Goals 2000. So back in the 90s, it was going through. Republican William Golding, Republican from Pennsylvania, he attached an amendment that prohibited this curriculum tampering. So the language in the body of the bill, I'm not a lawyer, but the best I can recollect, it required a national curricula for contingency planning or continued funding. Now, that's a trick used by these legislators. They tack on these amendments, and it fixes the problem. And that with that bill, in order to look good to the constituents, they lie to you constituents, like Cheney did. He admits it, too. That when he went for vice president, he lied. No, a governor of Wisconsin. He lied about belonging to the Council of Foreign Relations, being former director. He lied to them, and they all laugh about it in the luncheon. I don't find it funny. Wisconsin, I don't think you would, too, either. Then you get Ventura, Minnesota, you got to be kidding me. And Swatsonazi in California, you got to be kidding me. You're hiring actors that are members of the secret societies. Actors. And that ridiculous TV program, conspiracy theories, whatever, It's a lie. The whole program is scripted out and lied. Ventura's a liar. Schwarzenegger is a liar. Reagan was a liar. Now, he was doing his own thing, saying too much about the money, the finances, or whatever, being a little too honest with Congress. He wasn't a good guy. He was a Freemason. Well, they tried to kill him to straighten him up because they wanted to keep him. They didn't kill him. Brady took the brunt of it. Brady died, by the way, I think yesterday or today. Oh, man. But these joint resolutions came around as Goals 2000. Sometimes the amendments are removed, from what I understand. And you kind of ask the question, surely if my senator knew how bad the bill was, he wouldn't vote for it. Wrong. You don't think so? Well, they have within their arsenal what's called a black book, y'all. And this black book that people don't know about, according to William G. Carr, Red Fog Over America, 1955 first edition, red soft cover backing in front, whatever. The black book is defined as the following. It's a book in which the directors of the international conspiracy kept a record of the private lives of influential people together with a detailed report of their characteristics, their faults, and their failings. Now, if they don't have any, they create them to find a weakness in an individual. Continuing quote. The information is used to, quote-unquote, persuade people into doing the bidding of the conspirators, either because of fear of exposure or for the sake of obtaining more luxury and material rewards. Now, if that don't work, for one reason or another, they have another alternative. And William G. Carr calls it nihilists. N-I-H-I-L-I-S-T-S, nihilist. And you know what they are? Trained from birth? Trained as children up to adulthood? I'll tell you what they are. Quote, the executioners used by all conspirators who aspire to control of a world dictatorship. History reveals that these assassins are to be found in all classes of society. They try, if possible, to make the murders they commit look like accidents, suicides, or natural death, unquote. This is not a movie. This is real life. Now, any questions as to why the congressman won't vote the way you want him to? If you still have a question, I'm wondering if you had all your volume turned all the way down. And you just watch that little green thing go up and down about me talking but not hearing any words. Because I just told you. Your senator, whoever he or she is, knows how bad the bill is. They know already. That's why they voted for it. And those that really try to do a good deed, I've just told you what happens to them. But still reserve the right to send their children to private schools. Quote, the U.S. Senate voted, and this is 1990, 91, 92, 93 time frame. I'm going to give you this quote. Quote, the U.S. Senate voted recently, early 90s, to deny Americans' parents the right to send their children to the schools of their choice, be they public, private, or paridochial, despite the facts that many senators send their own children to elite private schools. The final version of Goals 2000 that did pass the Senate contained no provision enabling parents to send their children to private schools. Americans need to ask themselves why, when it comes to education, their elected officials have many choices, while many of them have only one, the public school system. Pin them down. Find out what this Goals 2000 is right now. I don't have the knowledge right now of its current standing, but that's what was going on in the 1990s. And all this does is shows you their agenda of what they're after. And you'll find that, quote, in Flattery, F-L-A-H-E-R-T-Y, Megan and Rhonda Smith, Family Research Council, Alert Bulletin on Education. Might be hard to find. They should have it on file at the Family Research Council back in about 1990s. Now, this article, the point of the matter was, I was getting to, was how to destroy the family to achieve world peace. Oh, that's right. That's what I was after. How do they come to that conclusion? How can they possibly say to achieve world peace, we have to destroy the family? You know, it makes you wonder where in the world they get that logic from. It's by what the children are taught. And this article lays it out by this Matthew Staver of how the gay marriage, he just focused on one part of it. Beginning of the end of Western civilization by gay marriage is eliminating the family structure. This is part of their agenda. And this is one way they're doing it. I got a list of ways they've done it. I've done programs before. I've been a guest on several programs outlining how they started taking down the family. And this thing about gay marriage is only one of like 10 or 15 different ways, you see. So, I wanted to find specifically a quote, I may find it later on, of why they focus on the family, no pun intended, of why the focus on the family is what's keeping back world peace. Now, first they got to let you desire world peace. To do that, they got to cause problems. They got to cause wars, internal strife. They got to show you the highlight the racial issues in the news. They got to tell their Freemason cops to beat up somebody to get pictures of it. Then they'll put it and run it in the news, in the media, in the internet, and then they'll be shown to other people that are of these groups. It'll tick them off. When they get ticked off enough, then they start getting tired of it because you can't keep it up for so long, and you're going to want peace. Order out of chaos. That's how they do it. So you're going to find, as in Goals 2000, that it'll likely mean federal funding for school-based birth control, and this was predicted in 1990. School-based abortion services, outcome-based education is all coming your way like a choo-choo train. Sneaking up on you. Well, you all busy working, busy watching TV, or playing that stupid golf, or watching cars go around in circles for 500 miles. Your children are being lied to, separated from you as it goes along, because you're not paying attention to what they're being taught and counteracting it. If you can't do it in school, you can do it when they get home and unravel the junk they were taught in school today. You see, that's how it works. They do it 5 days a week. You can do it 5 days a week. Unravel the junk you're taught. They're taught in these stupid schools that's based on humanism. By design. You see? I'm giving you some solutions here about how to take control and take charge. Because that's what it's going to take. But it's not about stopping it. It's about extending it. It's about trying to make things better as we wait for the days that Jesus Christ is coming back. Now, why the family? Well, because Christine Gibby, Clinton's appointee back in his aide czar, said America has a sex problem. Oh, he had some real, they could find FBI's 10 most wanted on his darn, any one of them. Just pick Janet Reno, I don't, whatever. They're all 10 most wanted FBI, should have been. In any case, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Joycelyn Elders, well, we're talking prison material here. Quote Christine Gibby, America needs to view human sexuality as essentially important and pleasurable thing. If we do not, we will continue to be repressed. Victorian society that misrepresents information, denies sexuality early, denies homosexual sexuality, particularly in teens, and leaves people abandoned with no place to go. I can help just a little bit in my job as aide czar, standing on the White House lawn, talking about sex with no lightning bolts falling on my head. Does that not give you some warm, fuzzy feelings about the education, about how the country is going about 1990s? Family, this is organized control. So now, why did they come up with the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child to control your family? I'm going to tell you why. From a publication called This World, in the winter of 1984, it tells you exactly why. They want to say that believe the traditional family must be eliminated in order to attain world peace. Here's why. Quote, the traditional family structure imposes upon children attitudes of restraint, deference, obedience, and shame. It breaks their will, represses their sexuality, turning them to artificial, authoritarian, sex-negating, compulsive, competitive, and manipulative human beings. Unquote. Jan Blitz. That's their philosophy since 1990. And before, and when it started in 1950, the takedown of America and globalization, which is the bottom line. And they're all in on it, every doggone one of them. Now, and you'll find that quote in, I quote, What's Wrong with Children's Rights by Jan Blitz, B-L-I-T-S, in the publication called This World in the winter of 1984. It'll be number 7 on page 5 to page 19. Have fun hunting. So this individual, this dean, wrote a pretty good article. This Matthew Staver, Dean of Liberty University School of Law. Is that high enough for you? Instead of some old Marine here talking on the radio. He said that efforts to change the definition of marriage to include same-sex marriage would be like trying to redefine the law of gravity. He also stated that if it were tried, it would mark, I quote what he says, the beginning of the end of Western civilization, unquote. Feminism was funded by the Rockefellers. Rousseau confirms that they formed feminism specifically to take down the family. You take down the family, you take down the country. Feminism is 1. Gay marriage is 2. International rights of the child is 3. Shall I continue? Goals 2000. Common Core. No Child Left Behind. abortion, Homestead Act. You got it now? They got a laundry list, man, of how to take down the families. And that includes the secret society families, too. How do you think in chapter 15, XV, X-ray Victor, of the protocols of the learned of the Zion, they're going to kill every Freemason that knows too much once they have total control? That's it in there. They're going to do it. I told you how they're going to do it now. Ever heard of Ebola? Assassins? Fishing accident? This was really happening today. They take you out when they're done with you. It will happen. It's not speculation. It's a fact. They've already done it. 300 microbiologists were killed in one way or another between 2006 and 2008. 300 of them will make sure you can't have any vaccinations that really work against the disease that's coming. 300 of them, plus. Boating accident, mugging, house invasion, car accident, all kinds of different ways. 300 of them in about 2 year period. It didn't pay to be a microbiologist back in 2006. Because in 2009, Obama, just one of all of them, in his administration, was planning a flu epidemic by integrating the cycline storm of two vaccinations to start the pandemic. They didn't succeed in it. They had to stop it. They lied and said in the news 1,000 people died from the flu in 2009. That was to start the fear to get the vaccine. Now, you see, those that do the New World Order and the conspiracy theorists, you know, you're studying all this about anti-vaccines and all that stuff. I'm not taking a dadgum vaccine. I ain't going to do it. What they're going, here's how they're going to do that. They want you to know, because they're putting it out in the YouTubes and all that. They want you to know about it. Because when you go back to other people that have no clue about the Illuminati, and you start saying all this, oh, man, you're crazy. You're a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe none of that stuff. I got to go to work. Bye. See, they're counting on that. All right? So those that take the vaccine, they're already dead. Okay, that's how they're thinking, all right? And so those that's doing the conspiracy thing, yours, I ain't taking it, not a problem. They have buses. They're going to put you on the buses because you deny. Why? Because it's going to make a law that if you refuse the vaccine for the sake of the people, sake of, you know, whatever, we got to put you in quarantine. You're on a bus and take you to FEMA camp. See, they got it worked out there, militia. You understand this? You understand what I'm trying to tell you? What you're up against? You got to know your enemy. Hey, man, you don't know your enemy. I know that, and I don't have to be in your meetings. Because you got infiltrators in there that's lying to you. And they say they got some kind of connection with the Pentagon. They're a bunch of liars, and if they really believe it, they're being lied to. He says, and I quote Staver, "We've never been in this situation before." He said in a speech at the American Decency Association 2014 in summer conference in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Quote, "We will not be able to escape the coercive nature of this issue. It is cataclysmic in its change effect. It is, I believe," he says, "ultimately the beginning of the end of Western civilization if we adopt this as a country." Unquote. Man, he slam dunked it, put it right on the peg. Center mass. And this guy is founder and chairman of the national litigation group called Liberty Counsel. He made his remarks during a speech entitled "Living in the Shade of Vesuvius." He says, and I quote, "Now we can have judges. I don't care how many are legislators. I don't care how many numerous who want to pass a law or write an opinion that says marriage was good for the people back then. But it's now two people of the same sex, and you can't affirm God's natural created order as marriage," unquote, Staver said. He says, he goes on, "And that would be silly and ridiculous as a judge or legislative body, or even the people by popular vote, saying, you know, the idea of gravity was good for the founders, and they worked with it okay, but we really like the idea of being able to fly. We don't want to get into airplanes. We just like to jump and fly and have freedom, unquote. So, Staver continued and says it doesn't matter how many opinions or how many votes you have for all that. You can't change God's natural created order, marriage. The abolition of marriage is what we're facing right now, is literally an abolishing of gender. We've never been in a situation before. We will not be able to escape the coercive nature of this issue. It is cataclysmic in its change effect, unquote. He says, I quote, it is, I believe, ultimately, the beginning of the end of Western civilization if we adopt this as a country. He says, they say that the American Decency Association in 2014, the summer conference was held July 18, 2014, in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mount Vesuvius is an active volcano near Naples, Italy. Erupted in AD 79, destroyed the cities of Pompeii and Herculaneum, killing an estimated 16,000 people. Y'all been warned. And this, Matthew Staver told it just like it was. And he just explained exactly what they've planned. It is the end of Western civilization as you know it. It's called the New World Order. Now y'all getting it? You putting it all together here, connecting the dots? Now, puts another meaning to the quote by Brock Chisholm, Director of the United Nations, World Health Organization. He expressed his typical globalist bottom line view when he stated in 1948 to 1953, he made a quote. He said, and I quote, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family traditions, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote. He was also, of course, a Unitarian. Does that mean he rode on a one-wheel bicycle? No. I think that's a religion, don't you? I thought it was a one-wheel bicycle. No. So that wouldn't be a Unitarian now, wouldn't it? I'm being facetious. And you know, you ever heard of Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Ooh, that gives me all kinds of chill bumps when I say that word. Ginsburg is Illuminati in Russia. Well, Ruth Bader Ginsburg did a report called the U.S. Commission, based a report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights and her previous court opinions, which are a bunch of junk anyway. Goes in line with what I've just read. And what would that be? Quote Staver. I love connecting dots sometimes. He says, and I quote, again, it doesn't matter how many opinions or how many votes you have for that. You can't change God's natural created order. Marriage. The abolition of marriage is what we're facing right now. It's literally an abolishing of gender. We've never been in a situation before. We'll not be able to escape the coercive nature of this issue. It's cataclysmic in its change effect, unquote. Abolishing gender. Well, let's see what we got here. In 1978, Ruth Bader Ginsburg submitted a report to the Civil Rights, U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, and her previous court, quote-unquote, opinions, I'll say, stated that the federal government should do the following. Number one, provide comprehensive child care. get the children out of this home. That's what it's all about. Number two, change the homestead law back in the 90s to provide double the benefits to couples who don't live together as to husband and wife who do live together. That was to split the family and marriages. Now, why would they do that? Wouldn't it be the opposite way? Now, when you try to tear the families apart so they don't live together anymore, or if they have two domiciles, it takes twice the amount of money to pay for both domiciles, making them poor, making them have to work, thereby taking them out of the home. When are you all going to wake up? Now, about abolishing gender, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, number three, to draft women in the military, assign them to combat duty, and apply affirmative action to the armed forces. This in order to equalize the number of men and women. See, the purpose of that was to eliminate traditional feminine roles and have women drive race cars now, have women in NFL kicking the ball, or have women doing men's jobs. This is why they do it, and they put it in the news so you'll see it. Now, I don't care either way. The most qualified can get it. It's not my preference. I don't care. I'm neutral on this. I'm telling you what they are doing, and it's working. Now, number four. Now, what was that? To eliminate traditional feminine roles. Well, we can't leave the men out now, can we? So, we eliminate number four of her plan was to eliminate traditional family concept of the husband as a breadwinner and wife as a homemaker and integrate all male and all female organizations such as the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, all the fraternities and sororities. And that was to eliminate traditional male roles, unquote. So, how about that? So that's why when your 18-year-old, 19-year-old son and daughter go to college and they have a transgender bathroom, that's all cozy, isn't it? And the schools have a gender-neutral bathroom, well, isn't that all free and easy? How about that? Now y'all getting that while they're doing it, and they do it just like they are with everything else, little by little, to creep up on you while you're not paying attention. Just keep on up. Just keep it going. And they're going to sneak up on you. One day you're going to wake up, you got a socialist nation, dictatorship by design, and you're going to wonder why the dickens it happened and why these foreign-speaking troops in the millions are controlling your government. Because the government's letting them do it. The government is Luciferian. The government is secret societies, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. Can I bang it hard enough? I've been doing it now for 5 years. Doggone it. But the biggest threat to the American family is in the walls of the United Nations. Because I've said many times over and over, on November the 20th, 1989, the UN General Assembly approved the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. That's to take away your children by control. First, they got to show you that their rights are being abused. They will send their COINTELPRO, little 25-year-old, 30-year-old, runny-nosed little CIA, NSA agents that's working there for $35,000, $40,000 a year, and they'll search out the articles to find what they need. They can't find one, they'll lie and make it up of showing how children are being abused, being verbally abused, physically abused, and then put it in the newspapers and put it, I don't have any problem with that, but thing is, it's by design to massively do it to show you how we need to approve the international rights of the child. So Congress will sign it this time because in 1989, Americans didn't sign it. What it does is it's given the rights of your children and the families over to the United Nations. That's the purpose of it. That's the only purpose of it. No, it's not. It's to protect our children. Really? Then how come they give them HPV shots to sterilize them? How come they're giving them vaccines to kill them? You want to answer me that question? How about that now? I can't wait for that answer either. You see? And this goes for you too, Freemasons out there. The very people you think you got a blood oath to is going to help you? They don't care about you. They're using you because you're a clerk of court and you got the blood oath. You're going to help them because you're under oath of God to help them no matter what. You see how they've got this thing set up? Because you're under a blood oath. They got you believing that you're under the blood oath because it's in God's name. You swear to God to help them, right? Well, you renounce that blood oath. You're no longer in the problem. You can renounce it. And you can ask God for forgiveness and get out of there. I'm trying to help best I can. Well, there's articles out talking about why didn't the United States ratify the Convention on the Rights of the Child? They got reasons for it and all that. It talks about the death sentence for children, child protecting legislation and so forth, why we didn't sign it, to try and get us to sign it. There's a whole layout on that particular issue. And it had to do with physical punishment. And to ban corporal punishment and so forth. You had like 20 states. I don't want to name them all. That won't matter if it did. But the 20th state ratified the treaty on September 2nd, 1990. So the treaty is in force. And the treaty was not signed, the convention. The United States did not sign the convention. But there's pressure from Hillary Clinton and others to ratify this international nightmare. So the treaty, the National Rights of the Child Treaty, gives further ownership of all the children to the state and the United Nations. And so it'll undermine the authority of parents. Now what they're doing is trying to show how much control they have by putting physical security in your schools, by having doctors in different places to put up these signs that you're restricted from seeing your kids, little by little, to test the population. If you go into look it up yourself, International Rights of the Child, I'm going to quickly give you a list of articles, just write them down, and you'll see how they're going. I'm not going to go over each one of them. I got to move on with something else, but I'm going to give you the list of the articles that you should be specifically concerned with of the International Rights of the Child, and you can find it. The following numbers, articles 3, 4, 7, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18, 28 and 29. I'm going to tell you one more time. 3, 4, 7. 3, 4, 7. 13, 14. 15, 16. 18, 28 and 29. And those are there to take your children away from you. Now, I would think that might be of some interest to you. This is my own little opinion. And that means, what can I do about it? Well, you ever heard of writing your congressman? You ever heard of doing research yourself? You ever heard of getting together in your neighborhood and get people to do petitions, emails, inundate them? You know what I'm talking about? Getting here with this Dean of Liberty Law School or whatever Matthew Staver and say, we want to join your organization or whatever. You see how it works? Now, you've got like General Boykin, you've got Rick Joyner, and you got Chuck Baldwin. All these are talking about revolution. That's complete nonsense. Armed revolution is not going to work. It never did. It never will. It's to justify martial law. They've tried it 6 times already. It never worked. It never worked in 1775. Oh, it sure didn't. They've been trying ever since. Matter of fact, there's a principle that they talk about. They use that, by the way. Something you all don't know about. Some of you already know about it, probably better than I do, maybe. But there's a principle. It's like a chess pull, a chess move that they utilize. And that principle is, I'll tell you in a minute, hope it's less than a minute. Vladimir Lenin, a student of Adam Weishaupt and the New World Order and Illuminati, Vladimir Lenin, you ever heard of him? 1904? You should. We funded the Bolsheviks in the early 1900s. That's right, Wall Street did. Oh, Wall Street funded the Nazi movement, too, in 1928 through IG Farben Chemical Cartel, a middleman, Rockefellers, and Council of Foreign Relations, man. They all funded Adolf Hitler, and they funded the Bolsheviks. Hey, you got a point there? How about that? A little commonality? Well, Vladimir Lenin was a student of the globalists. He said, and I quote, listen to this quote now, how this is done. Begin quote. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension and rebellion, you will have repression and dictatorship by consent, unquote. That goes for the media also. Operation Mockingbird. Look that booker up. Watch it. Look it up. Where they use the news media on news channels to pretend to be on your side, tell you partial truth to hook you in, and then they deviate. Like saying, well, it's the bankers. It's bankers are going to be arrested. The bankers are part of Illuminati. Oh, baloney. It's Italian Illuminati. It's the highest level of kings and queens of this country. And, well, excuse me, of Europe, of China, Russia, Scandinavia, Africa, Middle East. It's the kings and queens that are the enemy. And secret societies. They don't tell you that. You see. Because for all of them, globalism is the bottom line. If they can control the media with people pretending to be truth tellers, that's how they do it. So I'm going to tell you 80% truth that I know you already know. So I got your confidence. And then I go and said, well, it's the bankers that's doing it. And you'll say, well, he told the truth there, so it must be the bankers. Really? So you go out and kill the bankers. If bankers are Jews? Well, Jews are bankers. Okay, I got you now. So they're going to kill all the Jews and all the bankers. What if it's an Scottish-Irish banker? Is he going to live or die? What are you going to do about that, huh? What if it's an Italian banker? How's that going to work? I can't wait to hear all this. How about that, huh? What you going to do about that? So we get rid of the bankers. They want you to get rid of the bankers. You know why they want you to get rid of the bankers? You know why these Ron Pauls, all these liars like him, are saying get rid of the Federal Reserve? Because they are. You know why they are? To put the digital tattoo on your skin. Because they know it. Because they're Rosicrucians. Yeah, buddy, you see. So they don't need any currency because the tattoo takes the place of currency. Therefore, you don't need the Federal Reserve. He's a hero. He got rid of the Federal Reserve. Yeah, to get you closer to the digital tattoo, that's why. Oh, you see. Kennedy was going to get rid of the Federal Reserve. Saw what happened to him, didn't you? Uh-huh. Jesuits murdered JFK, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and Bobby Kennedy, and Lincoln, and McKinley. Uh-huh. And they tried to murder Andrew Jackson, but it failed. Hell, they tried to murder King James, who wrote the Bible, authorized the Bible. They tried to murder him and blow up the palace. Look up the Gunpowder Act, the Gunpowder Plot. The Vatican tried to kill King James. Man, the Jesuits are a bunch of murderers, man. In Croatia, Count Jasanovic. Croatia. The Ustasha murdered 827,000 Christians, Jews, and Gypsies in one camp. Woo. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. They infiltrate. I saw this in this article by this Staver. It's a very good article. It confirms everything we've been saying. So I'm just wondering here. You got this couple, homosexual couple, two males, holding their adopted daughter, who's like, I don't know, I'm 7 years old, 6 years old. Okay. My question is, when she gets to be about 13 or 14, there's some things going to start happening there, and she's going to have a whole lot of questions. Her little old body is going to go through some changes. Y'all know that. Yeah, well, it is. So who's going to take her in the bathroom? Who's going to explain to her what's going on? Who's going to show her where the makeup goes? Who's going to show her how to do her hair? Do they take lots about this or just flip a coin? How's that all going to work? Well, you got female problems as a teenager. Who's going to explain that? They're going to hire somebody to do it? How's that going to work? How she know how to dress better? They all know how to do it. Maybe one of them's a fashion designer. Then it goes the same way back around. Two women got a male child. How's that going to work? It's one of the best articles I've read that tells it like it is. Title of the article, quote, Liberty Law School Dean, : Gay Marriage, Beginning of End of Western Civilization, unquote. Man, that is slam dunk, because that's exactly the end of Western civilization, is the re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church, which is what was planned by Teilhard de Chardin, a Jesuit priest back in the early 1900s. Beginning of the end of Western civilization was planned back in 1700s. It was planned back in 1425, put in order by 1492. And it's been going on ever since. Actually, it goes back before the year 1400. Now, y'all sitting down? Because I found something here dated March of 2014. Now, I've been hinting about it. I've been talking about it. I've been slamming about it. They always got to have one bill, one state, one sample, one example before they continue on, right? That's the way they do it. Well, March of 2014. Quote, children's euthanasia bill signed by Belgium King. See, kings and queens are all connected to a bloodline, an evil bloodline. Presidents and prime ministers and all these riffraff, like Putin and Obama and Bush and Reagan and all these little presidents, little prime ministers running around, they can be replaced the next day. But they are used significantly. But they always have a fallback position. Well, the kings are the ones that control the world as allowed by God, because Satan controls them and this is a sinful world, etc., etc. Well, King Philip Flippy or whatever of Belgium he signed into law a controversial bill that will allow chronically ill children to be euthanized, local media reports, unquote. The bill, quote, while widely oppressed by religious groups, I wonder why, has broadly support among the public. Oh my goodness. Belgium newspapers reported that King Philippe signed the bill into law, well, this is back then Sunday, of March the 4th, whatever the day that was or something. Well, that's recent. Boy, they're moving around along, aren't they? March, April, May, June, July. Look up Oregon right now. While I'm talking, look up Oregon. They've been working on child euthanasia, Oregon, where a lot of witchcraft is conducted, like Asheville, North Carolina, like Virginia Beach in West Virginia and Georgia. Other places got a lot of witchcraft, by the way, has it all the way up. King Philip, Flippe, whatever, he would be into witchcraft. He'd be part of the Merovingian bloodline, a Luciferian, a Bohemian Grove kind of attendee kind of person, or whatever, evil to the absolute core, no doubt whatsoever, kind of person. Because they have a bigger agenda. They got to have that sample. They got to have that model. Well, Belgium's got it. Signed in the bill. Putting to rest weeks of speculation on whether he would approve the law amid strong opposition from Catholic organizations throughout Europe. Apparently it didn't work. The legislation, since the Vatican's against people anyway, because the Vatican's going to a re-spiritualized Roman Catholicism. The end of Western civilization as you know it. Who's the orchestrators? The Jesuits. Or the foot soldiers. See how this works? This legislation grants children the right to request euthanasia if they are, quote, in great pain and there is no available treatment. Makes Belgium the first country in the world where the age of the child is not taken into consideration. Similar legislation exists in the Netherlands, though only for children over the age of 12 in both countries. Children are required to receive the consent of parents, doctors, and psychiatrists. Now they snuck that in on you. They would advance it with the international rights of the child to give them authorization to do anything they want. They haven't talked about that yet. I know how these people think. They get it in from a benevolent point of view. The child is in dire pain, and we'll have you authorize it, but the child's got to die because it's in dire pain. No faith in God. No faith in even medicine, for that matter. When they created cancer, don't you think they got some kind of remedy for it? You're darn right they do. And yes, they did create cancer. They created HIV. In Fort Detrick, Maryland. They created Ebola. And from the Ebola virus came HIV. From HIV and Ebola came the Gulf War Syndrome virus that started the immune deficiency virus in the Gulf War veterans in the 1990s. And the errant anthrax vaccine didn't work. It just gave them anthrax. And the depleted uranium family, they were targeted in the 1990s. The suicides today of our veterans is 22 to 26 per day and increased since this liar Paul Rykoff became five or six years ago working for the Council of Foreign Relations, took some kind of organization to reduce it. It's always increased since 2006. Something's not right here. But here's the other curveball on that one. 80-85% of those committing suicide of veterans at 22 to 26 per day haven't been to combat. Now, how does that work? Could it be a little bit of psychotropic drugs like the ADHD for your children? Could also be for the adults, causing them a breakdown of their mental control and open up portals that I've talked about before. weakening the immune system. Mm-hmm. Mind control, MK Ultra. The Belgium Catholic Church opposed the law. Either describing it as a step too far, European Catholics are also petitioned the king to veto the bill. But in late February, a Spanish conservative lobby actually delivered more than 200,000 signatures to King Philip of Brussels, demanding that he not sign the bill. One of the petition's organizers, Alvaro Zuletti, says that 5,000 signatures came from concerned Belgians, although Italians made up the large number of respondents. How come this doesn't read, an American conservative lobby delivered more than 500,000 signatures to Obama, to whoever in Washington, demanding that they not sign the bill in Oregon? I haven't read that yet. Although, July 23rd, 2014, there was a group in Purcell, Virginia, a Christian group about homeschooling organization. Talked about the Foreign Relations Committee and rights of the American parents. They voted against the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child with Disabilities. The vote was mostly approved, but exception of Republicans, McCain, Arizona, and John Barrasso, they approved the proposal. The treaty aims to provide protections for disabled persons worldwide. Some state that the means in which to carry out the United Nations interests are flawed or oppressive. Sorry. We want to show our support for people with disabilities. Michael Ferris, founder and chairman of the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, opined in a press release during that week that the treaty can be used, the UN Treaty on Persons with Disabilities, can override the will of parents by citing the agreement's clause referencing, quote, the best interest of the child. Now, their plan is to use benevolent ideas about it, but it's going to go into the child wanting to have her own friends, their own right to die if the Ouija board tells them to, give them psychotropic drugs they'll want to, and parents can't stop them. It's going to advance itself on. You baby boomer grandparents, try to discipline your children, your grandchildren, and they'll just tell on you. And you'll be arrested. That's what they're headed to. Now they're going to have marijuana approved. They're going to put it in a little e-cigarette, and they carry it with them wherever they go, over a certain age. Good luck with that one. Now you're getting the idea where they're headed with this? First they got to calm you down and say, well, this is for benevolent reasons. And they're liars. How come those with depopulation plans, how can they be benevolent? How can those that start wars be trustworthy? You want to answer me that one? The bill passed in Belgium, House of Representatives, 86-44, with 12 absenteeians, February 13th. Following approval of the Senate in December last year, lawmakers strongly contested the bill, which was proposed by the ruling Socialist Party. The bill was opposed by the Christian Democratic and Flemish parties, which earlier threatened to take the proposal before the European Court of Human Rights. Belgium became the second country in the world after its neighbor, the Netherlands, to legalize euthanasia following the 2002 Belgium Act on Euthanasia. Since that time, the number of reported cases of euthanasia in Belgium reached 1,400 per year. Another case, a 44-year-old woman with chronic anorexia nervosa was euthanized. A 64-year-old woman suffering from chronic depression was also euthanized without informing her relatives. The doctors involved claimed the cases were exceptional, saying all legal obligations were met. Despite more extreme cases which gathered worldwide attention, media attention, a recent public survey, remember they do surveys, earlier found that 75% of Belgium supported the child euthanasia measure. What more do I got to say? How much more evidence do I got to give? And what party is supporting this? What did I say? Over here, yeah, Johnny, what? You said the socialist. You're right, Johnny. Socialist Party. Well, I got something for that, too. It controls all your education. Since early 1900s. I read you that already, the quotes. That every public school is a school of humanism. Every public school is a school of humanism. Charles Francis Potter, 1930. Strides made by Marxism in American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment. Almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar. Unquote, 1987, London. Roger Kimball said, with a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical Marxist, humanist, socialist menu at the center of the humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels. Roger Kimball, 1989. I got tons more. Well, that being said, in 1944, y'all, Norman Mattoon Thomas, another rascal. Norman Mattoon Thomas died in 1968. Who's Norman Mattoon Thomas? Well, Norman Mattoon Thomas was a Socialist Party candidate for President of the United States. And in 1944, two or three years after the, well, actually before the plan to take down America began in 1945, 1944, he knew it was coming because he said in his quote, the American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened, unquote. He went on to talk, blah, blah, blah. Then he said, I quote, I no longer need to run as a presidential candidate for a socialist party. The Democrat Party has adopted our platform, unquote. Now, before you guys start slapping you, Republicans start slapping each other on the back, I got news for you, sucker, with a plural. Because you're the ones at the highest level, the Council of Foreign Relations, that are out there to murder and kill all of our servicemen and women. You're the cause of it. You're the cause of Arlington Cemetery. You are. You're Bush's. All the way back to Samuel, 1915. War Industries Board is your military-industrial complex at the beginning. Now, how much congratulating are you going to do now? You don't believe me? Well, how about a quote then? I love it when people don't believe me because I got quotes, dates, times, people, places. Your planned defeat in Korea. Your planned defeat in Vietnam. How you helped Russia provide glycerol to the VC in 1966. Which accounted for 50% of all our American casualties. You're responsible for it. In Korea, 1950, Chicago Tribune got out some good reports. And as in World War II, the Council of Foreign Relations was blamed by the Chicago Tribune for an ill-advised entry in the first police action led by the UN. Hint, hint. And the article said, and I quote, "The members of the Council on Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, that'd be World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, that'd be the Korean War." That article got through, and that's exactly what happened. So go ahead and congratulate yourself, Republicans and Democrats, because you work together for destruction of mankind in America. All the other countries over there got their own little nitpicky little Luciferian groups. And there's no way they're going to win this. Because it's called the tribulations. The Council of Foreign Relations, or at the highest level, are made up of murderers. Hell-bent leather for a new world order. That's all they care about. It goes back to FDR. Goes back to Woodrow Wilson. It goes back to the year 1919. Every American president, Joint Chief of Staff, we support it. For the very reasons I talked about just a little while ago. The people support it by not doing something about it. And you generals, you've lost your humanity. How do you live for yourself? How do you look at your own children, knowing others are missing their fathers because of your lackadaisical, self-serving, secret society carrying ideas? You justify it because you're going to help mankind, right? That's the end justifies the means. And I got news for you. It darn sure doesn't. Pat Buchanan, Tom Brady back then are Knights of Malta. Look who the Knights of Malta are. They are the enemy. It's not Islamic fundamentalists. It's not Jews. It's not, well, they come up with all kinds of names. It's the Council of Foreign Relations in America. In Europe, it's the Royal Institute of International Affairs. The Royal Institute of International Affairs is the equivalent. This is what really goes on in the background. What I'm telling you is the cold, hard facts. Then I go about my own business, and I do my own thing. I got a matter of fact, this brings a little bit home.
A special televised meeting of the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations provides a window to the real story. The speaker, Vice President Dick Cheney, takes a question from David Rockefeller.
Vice President, I just enjoyed so much your whole speech, but I was particularly pleased that you gave such a strong endorsement for the free trade agreement for all the Americas, subject that has been of great concern to me for many years, and particularly recently, and I think it's absolutely essential for the strength of our economy.
Rockefeller's role in the drive for an FTAA was a lot more central than he portrays. Rockefeller cultivated Latin American leaders who could be counted on to support such a proposal. Both the 1994 Miami Summit and the FTAA proposal were conceived and nurtured by a Rockefeller-created network. Prominent among the organizations sponsoring the Miami event were the Council of the Americas, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller. The Americas Society, chairman, David Rockefeller. The Forum of the Americas, founder, David Rockefeller. The Institute for International Economics, financial backer and board member, David Rockefeller. The Trilateral Commission, founder and honorary chairman, David Rockefeller. Rockefeller's influence also extends to the current administration. He was chairman emeritus of the CFR when Vice President Dick Cheney once served as a director, a relationship that Cheney concealed during his congressional career.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
See how deep it goes? By their own voice. By their own admission.
Thank you very much, Richard, and I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
I mean, need I say more? I just let them do the talking for me. Family, tonight, Bible study, 7:30 to 9. And let you all know, we're also played up in highpointradio.net, highpointradio.net, by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. He plays, runs our broadcast and Bible studies on a random basis at his network up in Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey. We appreciate that. Also, I have a website, watchmanforjesus.com, and I use it primarily as a connecting point for my broadcast and Bible studies. I have some studies there that are pretty detailed. That's what I use it mainly. I don't have a lot of bells and whistles and no donate button. I have nothing up there except knowledge, information. You do what you want to with it, but don't you sell none of it. You know, but it's not for sale. None of it. It's to get information out and to share information. And I got a timeline that's quite extensive that I use myself to kind of keep it straight. And the suicide conspiracy, a study I've done on that, how the troops are committing suicide by design. I talk about the HPV vaccination. The studies will keep you busy. But family, the idea is to spread the truth. The truth is that Jesus Christ is coming back. The King James Bible is literally the only true word of God. There is no other, and nobody on the face of this planet can prove otherwise. They can say what they want. They'll not find any proof for it, and haven't in 400 years, and they never will. Until the disclosure, until the falling away, that's a different story. But then the lie will be the rule. That day hasn't come yet. Still got time. First seal hadn't been broken yet. Seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven bowls is yet to happen. Those car gallops and folks like that down in Florida are dead wrong. Hagee is dead wrong. The rest of them are wrong. Gog and Magog is 1,000 years after Jesus takes control. That's after Armageddon. 1,000 years, so they don't even know their own battles, or they're lying about it. God help them if they are. Either way, it's wrong information they're giving you. Family, get familiar with the Bible. We're at the end of the program, family, and I want to thank you all for dropping by. We're going to hit the ground running tomorrow. Globalism, a bottom line. Why are they attacking the families? I'm going to hit it hard tomorrow, too. I'm going to hit it hard all week. If I don't, somebody wake me up. I'm going to just pound it all week long. Just as hard as I can go. Y'all have a good night. And we'll see y'all tonight, 7:30 to 9. Bible study. 9 o'clock to 11 tonight. 9 o'clock to 11 tonight on Revelation Radio Network. Or come to my site. You can almost hear it better there. My broadcast with Revelation Radio Network. I've got it on both sides. And they also have a chat on Revelation Radio Network. And it's on Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio, and you look for Watchmen for Jesus program for that night, for tonight, Mondays, only Mondays. Tomorrow night is Bible study, 7:30 to 9, tomorrow night, and the rest of the week. So tonight, 9 o'clock, on Blog Talk Radio, Watchmen for Jesus, or my own site at 9 o'clock tonight for the Monday broadcast. We'll see you all then tomorrow, or tonight at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock tonight. Have a great night. God bless, and this is your Watchman, signing off.
Every fear I'd ever had just melted.